Welcome to Brooks in Babylon, and this is episode 43, and I am your host, Delroy Brooks. Our verse of the day can be found in 1 Corinthians 10 and 13, where it says, "No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it." Today, we'll begin a new series. Some things that we'll be talking about over the next few weeks. And today we begin with the series title will be called Kingdom Fitness. Kingdom Fitness, talking about everything that's necessary to be prepared for God's soon coming kingdom, even though we're living in the kingdom of now. So let's go. So I am a pretty athletic guy. I like to work out. Actually, I don't work out all that often. But what I do accomplish or try to get involved with as often as I can is I play basketball. I play basketball basically for fitness. I go about four times a week. But there's one day a week when I go out to the gym and I don't go for basketball. I actually go to lift weights. About one day out of the week, I go to lift weights, and it's a small change in my normal routine, but I look forward to it every week. And on this particular day, a couple of months ago, I was listening to a book, trying to get through my little workout regime there. And as I was looking around the room, I was wondering how much weight would I have to lift in order to get arms like somebody that I saw across the room. And as I'm continuing to look across the room and think about, well, lifting weight to get to that size or to look like that or to look like this, I started getting caught up in the idea that I was starting to compare myself to the other people in the gym and trying to make a determination about me based on looking at someone else. Now, every weight room will undoubtedly have certain types of people who are in there. They're the ones who are just want to maintain their current physical appearance. So they're not really lifting a lot of weight. What they're really doing is just trying to lift to maintain, keep a certain weight level, not to go up too high, not to come down too low. And then there are those who want to lose fat and gain muscle. Those people are doing, they're probably lifting more weight. They're doing a lot of cardio. They might be on the treadmill a little bit, doing the jumping jacks while they're in there. Then there are those who want to look like they're working out, but what they're really doing is talking to everybody. You know those people. They're in the gym with you, just socializing. They talking to the people at the weights. They asking other people about their regime, but you never actually see them lift anything. Now, many people who are different sizes and have different levels of ability, different outfits, yet we are all in the weight room wanting to get better. We're all there for the same reason, even if we don't all get involved in what is necessary for us to achieve the reason of why we're there. We want to be bigger or slimmer. We want to be stronger. I can't literally get bigger, stronger, or better by watching somebody else lift weights. I actually have to do it. And that's what we're talking about today when it comes to kingdom fitness. You can't be fit for the kingdom watching somebody else lift weights. You can't get ready for God's soon coming kingdom or God's soon return if you are not actively engaged in doing what is necessary for you to get better. The individual weights that are in the gym, they all vary in size. And that's very important for every person who lifts weights to remember. Every weight is not for every person or for every body. Many people, you've got to start with the lower weights, the smaller weights, maybe the 5 and 10 pound weights or the 2.5 kilogram weights, whatever the weights have to be in order for you to begin your workout. Now, while those weights might be small right now, that's not where they're going to stay. And if I can just stop right there, that's my point for you today. When you start thinking about the world in which we live and how you experience God in this world, there are going to be things that come at you that are to cause you to develop or to make you better. That is the weight. That is the weights, akin to, rather to the weights that we see in a gym. And we can't lift heavy weights if we've never lifted lower weight. So we start at the lower weight in order to get to the heavy weight. Did you know that the record for weight lifted in Olympic competition is 1,040 pounds? That there was a human on the earth that can lift over 1,040 pounds. That's almost the size of a small car. There's somebody who can lift, and that person had to lift it over their heads. That's just bananas. This is other thing I learned about weightlifting. Like, there's only like two real ways if you're a weightlifter, like for Olympic competition. They say there's only two ways that you really lift. You're either lifting by doing the clean and jerk, or you're lifting like straight up over your head. It's called, gosh, it's snatch. So you're either doing the snatch or the clean and jerk when it comes to lifting weights. And I was getting all into this thing. Now I was like, wow, there's rules to this? What are you talking about? And the actual rules to weightlifting are according to like what is necessary for like a Olympic weightlifting. So I'm not talking about you got to be snatching and clean and jerking when you at the gym, just doing your regular recreational exercise for. But in Olympics, they've got like levels to this, and you've got to be doing one or the other. Now, of course, there are a lot of variations on those basically two things, and I guess that's what most of us do. We're doing all variations to either lifting, to snatching up the weight, doing it one time, or the clean and jerk, which is like a two-phase sort of thing. It's two movements in order to get the weight up and over your head. And one of the things that I've learned or I picked up while looking into weightlifting was like, man, because there are rules to weightlifting, it's like kind of rules for life. One of the rules to weightlifting is that you got to respect or have respect for the craft. You've got to have respect for what you're about to do and what you're getting into. You don't take it lightly. A couple of rules for weightlifting. Never touch the bar with your foot ever. It's like, wow, that seems really, really tight. Like, why can't I touch the bar with my foot? But when it comes to the weightlifting activity, you don't want to ever touch the bar with your foot because it lessens your respect for what you're about to do. You don't pay attention. You're not as clear as to what you're about to do. And the same thing happens in life. We need to know what we're getting involved in, whatever the activity that you're going to be involved in. You need to know what are the rules for said thing. What are the things that you and I need to be doing and paying attention to so that we don't lose respect for what we're doing, whether it's your schoolwork, whether it's the work you do at your place of employment, whatever it is, even it's how you treat people. Have respect for the activity and don't take it lightly. One of the other rules that I saw in when it comes to weightlifting is you have to dress appropriately. There's specific weightlifting garb that if you are involved in weightlifting and doing that for Olympic glory, you got to have on the right stuff. You're not supposed to go up there trying to lift weights in flip-flops, in basketball shoes, or barefooted. They're like, nah, son, you can't do that. You're not allowed to get involved in this activity dressed like that. And the same thing holds true for all of us in the world in which we live today. You got to be dressed to impress, or you got to be dressed for the occasion. You can't treat things foolishly. You got to be in uniform when you're going to school. You gotta have a way that you look when you go to work, right? So you have to pay attention to these sorts of things. These are rules to weightlifting. I didn't know that. I just rock whatever I'm doing. That's because I'm not trying to get to the professional level. But when you're looking at trying to be at the professional level of a thing, you need to pay attention to how that thing takes place. What are the rules? Whether those rules are hidden or those rules are overt, you need to know them in order to take advantage or to take full advantage of what you're trying to do in that world. And as I was lifting weights, one of the things that I noticed out there in the gym is no one ever tries to lift really heavy weight by themselves. And you shouldn't ever try to lift really heavy weight by yourself, especially when it comes to things going on in your life. If it feels like life is getting too heavy for you, or the relationships that you're in are causing you so much stress, or your family is getting at you and you can't be able to get past whatever is going on in your life, that you feel like you're all alone. The weight room taught me that you never try to lift heavy weight by yourself. You will always need someone else with you in order to keep you safe in the weightlifting procedure. When you're trying to lift weight that's way heavier than you can actually manage at that point. And that person is called a spotter. The person who comes alongside you and they stand on, sometimes you can have two spotters or one spotter, and all the spotter's job is to do is to put their hands on the bar with you so that as you're pushing up, they are assisting you. The spotter is not supposed to lift the weight for you. The spotter's job is just to keep their hand on the bar while you lift the weight. That is how your muscles get developed. Lifting weight that's actually harder for you to lift, but as long as you know you got somebody there with you trying to get that weight up, that community that is instantly created in that moment while you are trying to push that weight up develops you. It does not develop the spotter. The spotter is only there to help you out. And that's where I got this. Our text for today comes in. That's where 1 Corinthians 10 and 13, it says, no temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful. Why is he faithful? Because he's provided you a spotter who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. He's not going to let the weight fall down on you. He's not going to let you be crushed by this weight. But with the temptation will also make a way of escape or help you lift it that you may be able to bear it. He's going to be with you as the spotter. He's not going to let the weight fall on you. And in the process, you are going to be developed to be a better you than when you started out. You will be developed to be a wiser you than when you started out. You are going to be developed to be a stronger you than when you started out. Because when we walk into the weight room, the weights will always be different sizes for different spaces and places we are in our lives. And as we develop lifting those weights, we are made better, stronger, and more resilient with the help of our spotter. Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast today. I'm going to do my best to be a little more diligent with getting us ready at the beginning of the week, but we will continue to be weekly. Subscribe, share, like, leave a comment. Let me know what we can jump into. We're going to be doing Kingdom Fitness for the next few weeks, so I'm hoping and I'm praying that you enjoy this, that you will get encouragement, that you will feel restful, that you will be made better as a result of spending some time with Brooks in Babylon. Bye.